Welcome back to Today with Dr. K. I'm Dr. K. Wise Whitehead. Folks, I want to remind you that today is National Voter Registration Day. The midterm elections are only 6 weeks away, and we at WEAA, we want to make sure your vote gets counted. If you have moved or you tied the knot or you turned 18, you need to update your registration so your voice can be heard on November 6th. Michelle Obama made a wonderful comment the other day. She said, democracy happens with or without you. You need to be a part of the process. Jamila chimed in on Facebook Live. She said, hey, if you have a problem with the laws, you need to make sure you're registered to vote. This is how we participate. At 4:30 today, Anthony McCarthy will step in. He's going to fill in for me. I have to run out, but he's going to be here to talk about Voter Registration Day. He'll also continue with Cosby because I know that you're hot to talk about Cosby. So let's just jump right back into it. So let's just lay out what we know so far. Bill Cosby was found guilty. Three charges, three counts of conviction for this sentencing, which happened to him. Bill Cosby found guilty. The judge sentenced him today. He had an opportunity, Bill Cosby did, to make a statement so the judge can kind of see him in a different light, to tell more of his story, to stand up and talk about all the wonderful things he has done, all the philanthropic work he's done, to have his family could have stood up. He chose not to speak. But Andrea Constand, the accuser, she stood up. She gave a victim impact statement. Along with the members of her family, they stood up as well. I think it is interesting that Bill Cosby had an opportunity to speak and he chose not to. In Andrea Constand's statement, I just want to just read this and I'll go to your calls. She said, oh, this is interesting. I've often asked myself why the burden of being the sole witness in two criminal trials had to fall to me. The pressure was enormous. I knew that how my testimony was perceived. That's how I was perceived. I would have an impact on every member of the jury and every future mental and emotional well-being of every sexual assault victim who came before me. But I had to testify. It was the right thing to do, and I wanted to do the right thing, even if it was the most difficult thing I've ever done. Now, she also noted, I did not know that my sexual assault was just the tip of the iceberg. Now, more than 60 other women have self-identified as sexual assault victims of Bill Cosby. If you keep in count, that's 61 women, folks. We may never know, this is Andrea Constand, we may never know the full extent of his double life as a sexual predator, but his decades-long reign of terror as a serial rapist is over. The judge deemed Bill Cosby as a violent sexual predator, which means he is saying that Bill Cosby is more likely to do it again. Someone did chime in from Twitter. This is Jebela Dinjanar. Collingen said, it seems crazy that an 81-year-old can attack anyone, but an 81-year-old can sure as S-H-I-T drug and attack anyone. Bill Cosby drugged and then raped women, and he was found guilty. That's what we're talking about. Someone said, it's a sad day for Black America. Really? I want to talk about that. 410-319-8888. I have another Paul on the line from me. Paul from Baltimore. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Dr. K. How are you?
Fine. Thank you for calling back. I know you dropped your call the first time.
I think it's a sad day for America, period.
Really? You know, why?
Anybody that comes up, they always
You know, we need to, hold on. Hold on 1 second, Paul. Justine is going to get your phone fixed, Paul, so I can hear you a little bit better. I'm going to go ahead to Buddy from West Baltimore. Buddy, how are you?
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. How are you?
Yeah, I know I'm doing good. I mean, I'm just sitting here listening, and I just always believe that after you meet in a certain plateau where finances, they come at you, but I'm not degrading it because I got a daughter and a granddaughter.
Right.
You know, wrong is wrong, and I don't believe in nobody being forcefully taken. You know, but the bottom line is, it's like, it's making a lot of people nervous because, I mean, what about Russell Simmons and them cases and stuff that's coming?
Yes.
And a whole bunch of other people and stuff. But after you reach a certain plateau, it seems like they come after you. They attack you. But if you're in the limelight, what is our goal? To get rich and move to Beverly Hills?
Mm.
or to get rich and make a difference in our lives of people. That's a monster. Now, we say they did all of them, did great things for people. Michael Jackson did great
things.
Right.
Who was a child molester. Come on.
All of them $100 million. But look how they tap out character after we get to a certain plateau.
Right. But now, wait a minute. Let me ask you this, Paul. I mean, you're asking a good question. Because I just want to twist that a little bit. Do they tear up our character after we reach a certain plateau, or do we make choices that tear up our character? Bill Cosby's character would not have been torn up if Bill Cosby had not have been found guilty of drugging and raping Andrea Constand, and 60 other women came forward as well. If he had done that, he'd be fine.
Right.
I know a lot of men who have not drugged or raped anybody who are in their 80s and they are doing fine.
Right, and I mean it's not to say that his crime or his actions shouldn't be accountable for. But right. Like I'm just saying in the court system and stuff and how they bring it. Y'all were just talking about why would they make him at 81 years that he's vicious and violent, like he gonna go out here and stab and take something, you know? But I mean the bottom line is it's too late. Just what you have done, you've done. But the bottom line, your character's being destroyed. His character already been destroyed. What could he have said in court?
Yeah, he didn't say anything. I mean, he could have given a statement. He chose not to. He's 81. But if we go back to 2014, right? Because I was just kind of talking to my board operator about the math. Okay, he's 81. He is old. But when you think about 2004, he was 67 when Andrea Constant said he drugged and raped her. He was not like 15. He was not like 30. He was 67 when this particular instance, the one that he was found guilty of, came to light, 2004. Mm-hmm.
I mean, like I say, the behavior and stuff that we account for in action.
I mean, that's a long list of people who've come forward before Andrea Constand.
But that's another thing, too, Dr. K. When we do get into the limelight, where we come from where we come from to where we get into the limelight, some people think they're above the law.
Yeah, and they're not. They're not. Bill Cosby's not. Judge Kavanaugh's not. Donald Trump should not be. None of them. It is easier, though.
Kavanaugh thing, whereas most of the people that come out and speak for him see an honorable man.
Yes. Except that finally what came out, I don't know if you saw what came out recently, just came out today, where one of his roommates at Yale said, yes, he did drink, and that when he drunk, he became belligerent and angry when he was like a nasty, mean drunk. So there are some people who are now coming out and saying a little bit different.
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much, buddy. I have Paul W. back. I think Paul's phone's been fixed. How are you, Paul? You ready now?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, sir.
Like I say, I think it's a sad day for America. Just like the caller just said, you know, the first thing they say is the American dream, and basically all we have is the athletes and senators and Congress and the movie stars and things like that to try to establish your plateau or where you want to head at, wherever you want to be, the best scientist, the brain surgeon, the best lawyer like Johnny Cochran or one of them, or Thurgood Marshall, and things of that nature. So he's right. LeBron James, this is a message sent to black people or all people that work their way up the ladder that they consider poor, that's an athlete, or that they don't, I think society don't think that part of Anshalana society don't believe that you earned it. You know, you remember the swastika on LeBron James's house. He live in a gated community. He hasn't done anything wrong but play basketball, take care of his kids, make a foundation in Miami and in Cleveland, and to help the kids and things. And then you got Tiger Woods. That was adultery. It had nothing to do with anything. Mm-hmm. How they blasted Tiger Woods. And that's the good old boy club. They've been having parties and stuff like that for years and years. But this black man was starting to supersede everything and stuff like that. And I'm not saying, I got girls and I got a granddaughter. And like I told you before, I try to tell them how to carry themselves and watch the positions and things that you put yourself in. You don't belong in nobody's house and no meeting if you at work without his wife or somebody else there with you. That's how I perceive it as a parent. I'm telling them that.
Right, but you know what, Paul? Because what you're saying, though, because what you're saying, what you just said that you told your daughter, what you're saying is that the people that she's going to be meeting with, you're talking about men primarily, are prone to rape. Because if they're not prone to rape, then why does it matter if I'm in their house having a meeting if they're not prone to do this? I don't think men are born to rape. I don't.
Or women, or let's just say, for instance, the position that he in, like a Harvey Weinstein, and I hate to use him, and those individuals that's influential, where you could get a TV deal or something like that, and things like that. And what motive did you had to go in there? Because now I'm becoming sexual, what's his name? And I'm not trying to take it out on a woman. I'm trying to use it, and you look at all avenues. What are you trying to get out of it when you go in there? And then with the fetishness and things like what people... tying people up and putting Reynolds wrap on them and stuff
like that.
Right.
Well, now I'm gonna stop you there, Paul. I think. Thank you so much, Paul. I think we've gone in a totally different direction, folks. Because when we start comparing. He used LeBron James. I'm sorry, LeBron James at this point is not being accused of drugging and raping anyone. We're not talking about his philanthropic work. We're not talking about his wonderful school. I know men, and I can have meetings with men in their house and not sit there and think he's going to rape me. To tell me that you can't sit with men because something might happen, then the real problem is the way we're raising our boys. Let's talk about that. Because if you're telling me that boys and men are prone to rape whenever a girl shows up in their room or a girl shows up in their hotel room or in their dorm room or in their house, that a man or a young man is prone to rape them, I think that's a bigger problem. And I don't think that's what we're saying, because that greatly concerns. That's another issue that greatly concerns me. Bill Cosby was found guilty of sexual assaulting Andrea Constant. He was found guilty. And now he's serving 3 to 10 years in state prison. We have CW. It's a new caller from Baltimore. CW, how are you? Welcome to the family.
Well. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and I'm glad you joined the family.
Very good. I love your show. Real good show today.
Thank you.
I don't know. This thing with Bill Cosby, I've been following Bill Cosby since I Spy days back in the 60s.
Oh, way back then. Wow.
Yeah. I wasn't a big fan of him then. I wasn't a big fan of his show, but I had a lot of respect for what he's accomplished in life.
Mm-hmm.
I think the females have some responsibility.
Now, when you say the females, are you talking about, you're talking about the women, right? Because your female is an anatomical term. So you're talking about the women, right? The women have some. Okay. And girls. There were some girls, too.
The women that were involved with Bill Cosby.
The ones who said that he sexually assaulted and harassed him. Those women?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of them. He was a very, very, very rich man.
Yes, he was.
I mean, he paid off one lady $3.something million.
$3.38 million. He paid off Andrea Constand, who's the one that was involved in this same case. Yes.
$3.8 million.
$3.38 million.
He was a very famous man.
He was worldwide famous. Yes.
And he was a very rich man.
Yes,
and,
he was.
And, you know, sometimes in life and stuff, you get caught up in situations. I don't see a real threat to society. I disagree with that as him being a threat. I don't understand that.
Well, let me ask you this. Hold on, because you said sometimes you get caught up. Okay, I understand that. Well, I think we all get caught up. You go to a party, you have a good time, you get caught up. I'm trying to figure out, how do you make the leap from I'm kind of caught up, I'm having a good time, let me get a drug, put it in her drink, render her incapable, and then rape her? Because that's a big, huge leap from getting caught up to drugging and raping someone. That does not make any logical sense, actually.
I don't know all the details, Doc.
I'm telling you the details. This is what came out. The details are out now.
I don't think you know all the details either.
You're saying there's another story, right? There's another story other than the story that's on the books.
I'm not saying anything concretely. This is a radio talk show on a good topic at the perfect time.
Yes.
I'm not saying anything concretely. I'm just speaking from experience and maturity that I know that stuff exists. I don't know what's going on. You know, great man did a lot of things. Like I said, I've never been a real big fan.
Right.
And I've been knowing about Bill Cosby since back in the 60s.
Right. So you've watched his career five decades.
I got an enormous amount of respect.
For his work as a comedian and in television. Yes.
Not even as a comedian.
As a man?
Not even as a comedian or an actor. I don't think I've ever watched the whole Cosby Show.
They were great.
I don't think I ever watched the whole Cosby Show, but I do have a lot of respect for his enthusiasm in life, his promotion, the Temple University, all of the...
And Spelman and Lincoln, all of it. Yes.
All the stuff that he's done. I have a lot of respect for his character, the way he carried himself.
Can't say character. Can't say character. You had me there. You know that little sign? You had me until hello. Not until character. Thank you so much, CW. Love having you on the show. I'm going to get JC on. We got a sister on the phone. JC, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, Dr. K. How are you?
Fine. Just want to see. Get some female voices in here. Women voices. See what you think. What do you think,
okay.
JC?
So I've been torn on this topic from the beginning because, as the previous caller said, I was a fan of Bill Cosby. I have a lot of respect for the work he has done in the community, the work he has done for the Black community. I have a lot of respect for that. This is a very sensitive topic, being a woman, because, you know, we all do things differently. I can't say what I would have done if I'm in a predicament and I feel like someone has violated me. I feel like I would know what I would do at that time, me. But I just feel like there are a lot of things that go on behind the scenes before you or me or anyone else has the full story. And even when we do have the story, we don't really know if this is still the truth, if you can follow me there.
That's what you're saying.
I hear him saying, you know, I hear you keep saying rape. But then when I read this situation between them two over and over, and at one point she's saying he gave her some pills and he basically, you know, he used his fingers to, you know, and, you know, he violated her body with his fingers, not with his private part.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I hear people using this term, rape, when people are going to associate rape with using his private parts on hers with no consent. That's what I see as rape, and like several other of us who we were talking today. So, but when she's saying he basically used his fingers and he kind of touched her down there, that's sexual assault to me. The story that has been out, they change ever so frequently, and it's mind-boggling because I still feel, I'm not saying that Bill Cosby is totally innocent, and I really don't think that she is totally innocent in it. I think that she's had said her lies, he said his lies. He's gonna take the harder fall because of who he is or who, you know, his legacy. But at the end of the day, both of them, we all need to be accountable. I think this is what the other caller was saying. As a woman, and I do have children, daughters, I do say the same thing to them. And to my kids, I don't care who it is, and I'm especially like this now, I don't care if you're a woman or a man. If I feel like what I'm going to discuss with you or we're doing anything, and it's either personal or business, but it is a very serious thing, like there's consequences behind, I need someone else there. Someone needs to know that I'm there, mm-hmm. because the trust factor in right now, it's fading with the human contact. It's fading to me.
Okay.
And both of them had responsibilities. Both of them. She knew what she was getting into. He knew what he was doing. We don't know what took place there. I could care less about what them judges are saying right now, because all of these lies that's coming out here in America, you don't know what to believe nowadays.
So do you not believe her statement at all? So that's what you're saying?
Absolutely not. No, I don't.
You don't believe her statement?
I don't believe her statement, but I'm not saying that he's totally innocent either.
Now, you don't believe the other statements either, because 60 women have come forward. You don't believe any of them. You don't believe any of them. So all of them are lying.
I really believe they're lying. And the reason why is because we as Americans, and then as Americans, but then that race, that Black race, we are so easily manipulated. We are so easily.
But what does that have to do with their stories, though?
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you what it has to do with it. Because I believe that Bill Cosby was making moves behind the scenes.
Okay.
And when he was making them type of moves, the powers that be seen it and said, oh, no, this can't happen like this. we're going to do things. And I know we don't want to think that way, but that is the way it is, especially in America. They will put a stop sign right to whatever action you're doing if it's going to be for the betterment of something or take away from something they have.
So all this happened to stop him from making moves. Okay, I appreciate you, yes. JC. Thank you for chiming in. Yes. Folks, from Andrea Constance, her victim impact statement, she said that I had just been given my 2-month notice at Temple. Now, this is what happened in 2004, when the man I had come to know as my mentor and friend drugged and sexually assaulted me. Instead of being able to run and pretty much do anything I wanted physically, during the assault, I was paralyzed and completely helpless. I could not move my arms or legs. I couldn't speak or even remain conscious. I was completely vulnerable and powerless to protect myself. He drugged her, according to her victim impact statement. We have Thomas on the line from Catonsville. Thomas, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, my take is, you know, Bill Cosby, I like Bill Cosby. He's a likable guy, you know, from, you know, the 70s movie with him and Sidney Poitier and the show. I like him. You know, and he's a great motivational speech. You know, I heard some of his speeches mm-hmm. in the past. However, if he is guilty, then he ought to be held accountable for his action. You know, I mean, I know the actor, you know, and I know what he's accomplished. That's all good and fine. Me being a man of color, of course, I'm going to hope that, you know, all of this stuff is false and, you know, it's a bunch of hearsay, and he'll come out victorious, but apparently
yeah.
he was found guilty, so he got to be held accountable. But the only thing that I have an issue with is the lack of equality across the board. Now, you got these Catholic priests, you know, with these kids. You know, you get a smack on the hand and get parish.
Right.
And then you got this man sitting up in the White House. You know, I mean, so it's equality. That's the only issue I have. But again, if Mr. Cosby is responsible for that act, then he ought to be held accountable. You know, it's a shame and it's a bad thing and so forth. And I feel really bad for the brother because he looks like me, but
right.
still. You know, you like you said earlier, you were speaking with another caller. You were like, well, I don't expect to, you know, go to a brother's house and be raped.
Come on.
You know, I mean,
I'm just throwing that out there. Although the way we're saying it now, maybe that's the expectation, right? So we all have to assume that, go in, I need to be careful because I might get raped. I think that's a different, come on. I think that's very, very disturbing to think that.
Well, that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. It is ridiculous to think that every time I'm with a guy, you know what, I need to be careful because he might rape me. Because the real question is, the question is not why is a woman going? The question is why is a man thinking it's okay to rape? But that's the conversation. Thank you so much for calling, Thomas. We got to take a hard break here. When we come back, Eric, Brother Derek, Clarence, Ernest, Greg, do not hang up. I know the topic is hot. I'm stepping out, actually, and I'm going to be replaced by Anthony McCarthy. You know him and love him. He's going to continue this conversation so we can keep kind of unpacking. It'd be interesting to hear Anthony's position. He might come from a different perspective. So do not turn the dial. Stay here for more when we come back after break.
Good afternoon. I'm Anthony McCarthy, sitting in for Dr. K here on the Today with Dr. K show. Boy, we've been talking about it over the last hour and a half. Everybody knows by now, unless you're just getting out of work, you have no radio, no internet, no anything. America's dad, Bill Cosby, was sentenced today to 3 to 10 years for drugging and sexually assaulting a university professor in Pennsylvania. He was handcuffed and he was carted off to state prison, labeled a violent sexual predator. And a lot of people say that the sentence was harsh, that it was unfair. In the Me Too movement, at a time when President Donald Trump has been accused by more than 60 women of sexual assault, and he is president of the United States. When we have a Supreme Court nominee, now three women have stepped forward claiming that he sexually assaulted or in some way sexually harassed them when they were young students. Well, we want to hear from you. America's dad, Bill Cosby, is going to jail, has gone to jail. If you turn on the news today visually, you will see Bill Cosby in handcuffs, 81 years old, legally blind, going to prison for sexually assaulting a university professor, a coach at the in Pennsylvania. Well, we want to hear from you. I know the phone lines are lit. Ernest is on the line. Ernest, of course, calling from right here in Baltimore. Ernest, great to talk to you. Welcome to Today with Dr. K.
Yeah. I don't particularly care for Bill Cosby.
Mm.
I really didn't. I went down a mile off and heard him when he was in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. I thought it was disgraceful how he was talking about black people. However, I think this is cruel and unusual punishment, what they did to him.
Really?
Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because if you are going to make a case for rape, and you find out that you're drugged, you wake up the next day, if you call the police and make a police report, they will take you to a hospital, examine you, and they can tell by what kind of penetration was made, what kind of injuries you have on your thighs and then around your private parts. And the doctor and the nurse that investigate these things make a report and give the police a rape kit so that they can file it away as evidence. And then also the police will go to the apartment, get a warrant, go to the apartment, and get the stuff that the rape was probably taken on. In other words, sheets, if it's on a bed, all that stuff is recovered and handled as evidence. Now, if you go to Canada and wait several months, then call the Canadian police, you're a college student, and try to make a report of rape in Canada,
mm-hmm.
Then you come back to the United States, you call the police. By the time you call them, they can't take you to the hospital so that it can be an investigation. In order to prosecute a rape case, you have to have penetration. They can't check on that. They can't check on none of that. Now, when that didn't go, you sue Bill Cosby for $3 something million. He pays for 4 years of your college education if you keep a B average. Mm. Now, the way he got indicted, this prosecutor in Pennsylvania said, Bill Cosby has been investigated by the police,
mm-hmm.
and the state's attorney, and they said they didn't have any evidence to prove that it was rape because she didn't go through the proper channels. Now, he said, if you elect me as the state's attorney, then I will go after him again, and under all circumstances, I'll find him guilty. So,
Ernest, I understand everything that you're saying, but does it at all concern you that more than 60 women are telling a similar story? They were drugged?
Let me tell you this.
Okay.
The reason why those women, in my opinion, the reason why mm-hmm. those women didn't come out at the time that it happened, because if they'd have came out with the racism in a white community, the first thing they would say, why are you going to this N's house to meet him in private? Mm. They couldn't have that. So they kind of laid back no matter what. They kind of laid back as things started changing.
Mm-hmm.
Then they came forward. You know, to go and to meet a black person and somewhere at his private home, I don't care if he is a billionaire. White people frowned on that. And so they would be ostracized. Just like this woman, Dr. Ford, is being ostracized now.
We have a lot of callers on the line. Ernest, I appreciate your comments. Thank you for sharing your perspective. 410-319-8888. Bill Cosby has been sentenced. He is now in state prison in Pennsylvania. 410-319-8888 is the number if you want to join our conversation. Let's go to Greg. Greg is calling from here in Baltimore. Greg, welcome to Today with Dr. K.
Hey, thank you. Look, I got a different take on it. The problem is Bill Cosby has 60 years to perfect whatever he was doing with them women, okay? But the main thing is that he didn't give her a choice. When you drug somebody or you make a mental, the rape doesn't have to be a physical thing. Rape can be a mental thing. You know, and when you don't give a woman a choice, then that becomes rape. Just like you would be upset if you had your daughter and a man didn't give her a choice in life to make her decision if she wants to or not. Mm. The true fact is that women, men must make a choice. Must have a choice. If you take that choice away from them, then that means that you just as guilty as Bill Cosby is. Thank you.
Greg, thanks for your call. Let's go to Clarence. Clarence, Bill Cosby has been sentenced. He was found guilty several weeks ago, sentenced, and is now in federal state prison in Pennsylvania. Some people saying it's a sad day for America. Some people saying justice has been served. Give me your thoughts. Clarence? Oh, we lost Clarence. Let's go to who's next on our list. Let's go to Derek. Brother Derek's on the line, one of my favorite people. Derek, always great to talk to you. Welcome to Today with Dr. K.
Peace. Mr. McCarthy, how are you?
I am blessed. Great to talk to you.
Real quick, man. I was listening to the previous caller. Made a lot of sense, and I also understood where you were coming from, too. I heard you put out a figure out there, not that you put it out, but you quoted 60-some-odd women.
Uh-huh.
Now, that 5, 10, we're talking about over 40 years?
Yeah.
I don't find no man to be that clever, and I'm not making light of any situation with women.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. But we're talking about 60 individuals under the eye, the watchful eye, of how society has looked upon black famous individuals at that time. They would have been taking them apart. They would have been. And then I want to also say, why is it that this is banging across black radio and radio in general, but yet Ben Roethlisberger just had an awesome game last night with no problems, with open rape cases? What happened to Woody Allen? These men have been making a career of some of the things that this man is being alleged to have done 40-some-odd years ago. So, you know, I would ask us in our community, what stance are we really taking? Here it is. You want to pick a man apart at this age, not making light of any accusations. But 60 women? Come on, man. You don't have to be the most intelligent on earth to understand it. This here has been put together. You understand what I'm saying?
Thank you, Brother Derek. I appreciate your thoughts on this issue. You know, it's very interesting when you read the stories. Our general manager here made such a very good point, folks. The statements from all of these women are available. If you want to read what these women have been saying about Bill Cosby over all of these years, these statements that these women have made about Bill Cosby, all you have to do is look it up and you can read it. There are huge gaps in their memory. There are huge gaps in their stories, but there are some consistencies as well. Now, we know that he's been accused of using Quaaludes for a period of time here in this country. Quaaludes was the drug of choice. It was a recreational drug that a lot of people used. I'm not condoning any of that. I'm here to say that there was a period of time when this kind of drug was used recreationally here in this country. I want to hear what you think. Was justice served today? A lot of people saying he'll serve 18 months in state prison and he'll be released and he'll move on. I'm not sure it being labeled a violent sexual predator will allow Bill Cosby ever at 81 years old to move on. 410-319-8888 is the number to join our conversation. I want to hear what you think. Let's go to Karen. Karen's calling from Edgewood. Karen, welcome to Today with Dr. K.
Hello. I'm very happy to be here, and this is a great program today, so I'm very happy to speak on this. I'm very, very, I don't know the words to use, disappointed or surprised at the callers that you're having today about this conversation, because any woman that has ever been sexually abused in any way, or if anyone knows of a woman that has been sexually abused, they will understand the psyche of that woman. And 9 times out of 10, the women do not want to admit that it happened, because it's just as the callers are doing today. It's always somehow or another put back on the woman that she should not have been in that situation, that she should not have wore what she was wearing, that she should not have said something that she said. But somehow or another, it's always usually put back on the woman. I'm not going to say always, but I would say usually. And we've had a lot of callers saying it's a sad day for the Black community. And my thought is the sad day for our community as Black, as the Black community, was the first day that Bill Cosby, our icon, the father that we looked up to, the father figure, the intelligent, educated man and husband and father, the sad day was when he decided to physically molest the first woman. That's the sad day. Not when he was convicted, which is years later. The sad day is when he decided to do what he did and not take the responsibility that he was given from the blessing that he was given to be in the position that he was in. And I feel like African-American, Black man, woman, we have a big responsibility when we're given a platform. We have a responsibility to live up to that platform. And to really, we cannot do the same things that Caucasian white people do. We can't do that. We don't have that, you know, we just don't have that leeway. We have to live up to the blessing and the platform that we have been blessed with to be that, you know, to be that role model for young Black men. And it's very disturbing that the Black men are calling in, my Black men in my community, calling in saying what they're saying. Because there wasn't only white women that were abused. Okay, there wasn't. And I don't care what type of abuse it is. If you're using your finger, if you're using your penis, whatever you use, it's still abuse. If someone does not want you to touch them and you've touched them, it's abuse in any way.
Karen,
and
thank you for your call.
Many of our Black women that have experienced it.
We've got a bunch of callers. I want to try to get as many folks in as possible. Now, I also want to say everyone is entitled to their opinion. Absolutely everyone is entitled to their opinion. And there are people who are texting me right now, who posted on Facebook right now, that they believe that Bill Cosby is being made an example of, while there are men, including the President of the United States, who has been accused by numerous women of sexual assault, who are rewarded for their behavior, while this man is in fact going to jail. 410-319-8888. We want to hear from you. Let's go to Isabella. She's a new caller. Welcome to the family. Welcome to Dr. K. Today with Dr. K. Welcome, Isabella.
Thank you, and thank you for taking my call. The show is really exciting, and I enjoy listening to it. I just wanted to share my perspective. First, you know, as a woman, I understand that it's not really possible for a man to understand how rape impacts someone psychologically and how that could cause them to say nothing for decades.
Very good point. So, very good point, Isabella.
I appreciate that difference. The logical ideas of, oh, getting a rape kit, you don't know if that person even want to be touched. They could be really embarrassed, humiliated, not sure what to do. So that's one factor. In terms of whether or not he's being penalized worse because he's black, this is a woman who has experienced sexual assault. My feeling is that justice should be served no matter who it is. And if the president is guilty of committing sexual assault, then let his accuser step forward and let there be, you know, justification. Let someone prosecute him. But if this gentleman, who I've grown up admiring as a successful, admirable black man, is actually a pervert and a rapist, then he should be brought to justice just like anyone mm-hmm. else who would commit rape. The other thing that I want to add to that is that in terms of exploiting the black community, a lot of times you have, in my mind, successful black people who no longer really see themselves as black, and they're above the law once they acquire certain degrees of education and certain amounts of money. And in their mind, they're not they're above black. They're not black, but it's useful to be considered black when they need it. Where was his black wow. identity when he was destroying the reputation of black men all around America? It's not black. It's not a white man who destroyed his reputation. It was his own actions. Where was his loyalty to his own people? Where was his loyalty towards his wife? Where was his loyalty towards his children? It was nowhere to be found. And I think that we should be careful not to become, in an essence, an abused woman. Like, sometimes to me, the black community acts like an abused woman that cannot distinguish when she's getting played. It's not enough to be black anymore, to me. Mm. It is not enough to just be black. You have to actually care about this community. You have to actually respect this community and treat it well. So that black card is not working on me. But I appreciate the opportunity to share my view.
Isabella, thank you for sharing your perspective. 410-319-8888. The phone lines are absolutely full. This is a very, very important topic to a lot of folks, regardless of what side you fall on this issue. We want to hear from you today. Justice served Bill Cosby, serving 3 to 10 years in state prison in Pennsylvania, handcuffed immediately, escorted out of the courtroom. Bill Cosby was labeled earlier today as a violent sexual predator who is prone to offend again. He was given the opportunity to make a statement in the court. He chose not to make a statement. 410-319-8888 is the number if you want to join our conversation and register your opinion here today on Dr. K here on WEAA. Zeta is on the line. Zeta, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I am wonderful. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I would just like to say that sometimes I get tired of people saying black and white. It's just he's a person, and if he committed these crimes, he should be punished.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should be happy that he didn't get 30 years. So to say 3 to 10 is cruel and unusual punishment, that's an understatement, because he could have got 30 years.
Very good point.
And I just think that sometimes we need to stop saying, oh, he was black, they're making an example of him. But, you know, like the lady just said, what was he thinking about when he was doing that? Mm-hmm. Was he thinking about his wife? Was he thinking about ever getting caught? I mean, come on. I mean, you know, and all these other men that's committing these crimes, they should be punished as well. But don't just say because he's black, he had cruel and unusual punishment. He could have got 30 years.
Thank you, Zeta. You know, folks, I also want you to think about when you are calling in, and of course, here at WEAA, we respect everyone's opinion, and we want to hear every perspective on this issue. But what if one of these women was your daughter, or your wife, or your sister, or your mother? Would you have a different perspective on someone drugging them and having sex with them against their consent? 410-319-8888. That's the number to join our conversation. Melody is on the line. Melody, welcome to Today with Dr. K.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Real quick and short, I just wanted to comment on the discussion of today.
Uh-huh.
My thoughts are that I believe rape is rape no matter how you do it and how it's done, and it doesn't matter what color skin. However, I've worked in the penal system, and I know how inside is. My opinion is the man is 80-some years old. I think he should have been considered for house arrest. He'll still be doing time. However, I think it's a safer environment for him, and you put him in that type of environment, the man may die. I mean, that's just my opinion. I agree with other callers on some of the things they said. I disagree on some of the things also. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you calling. 410-319-8888. Just a programming note. We will be switching to For the Culture, with Faraji in just a few minutes. We will continue this conversation on the breaking news earlier today, this afternoon. Bill Cosby was sentenced to 3 to 10 years for rape, for drugging and sexually assaulting a university professor in Pennsylvania. What do you think? Was justice served? Or do you believe that somehow something has gone wrong with this system? 410-319-8888. We only have a couple of minutes left in this half hour before we take our first break. Let's try to get as many of you in as possible. William, I appreciate your patience. Thanks for holding. Welcome to the program.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, I agree with one of the other callers. They should have put him on house arrest. I think that's a little too much for somebody that age. But I always go back to the David Letterman's case. Do we realize that this man came on nationwide TV and admitted to making women have sex with him and nothing happened to him? He was able to go on. But it's not like his conscience was getting to him from what he was doing to these women. He was getting blackmail, so that's why he came forward with that. He was able to go on with his show, retire, and get another show. And nobody says nothing about that. And I got a problem with that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, William. 410-319-8888. We're going to try to get another caller in. Let's see here. Let's go to Tavon is on the line. Tavon, welcome to Today with Dr. K.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, sir.
I wanted to say,
Tavon, I'm sorry. We are running out of time. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to bring you back up in the next half hour, okay? Folks, this has been Today with Dr. K. I'm Anthony McCarthy. We are talking about the sentencing today of America's dad, Bill Cosby, at one time the most popular television personality in America. Now he'll be serving 3 to 10 years in state prison for sexually assaulting a woman, drugging her and sexually assaulting her. I want to hear what you have to say. For the Culture with Faraji is coming up next. I'm Anthony McCarthy. You're listening to WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community.
Good evening. Light Rail Link service is discontinued between the Timonium Fairgrounds and Hunt Valley stops through October the 4th. Local Link bus number 93 is operating between the affected stations to accommodate riders. Currently, we are seeing about a 10-minute northbound delay on the Light Rail Link. Bus diversions include the Silver Line and the Green Line diverted at Charles and Baltimore, the Purple Line eastbound diverted at Pratt and Pulaski, and the Purple Line westbound diverted at Lombard and Monroe. No issues right now on the MTA commuter buses, and the Metro Subway Link is running on time in both directions between Owings Mills and Johns Hopkins. For the MTA Transit Team, I'm Ken Berger on 88.9 FM WEAA, the voice of the community.